Final thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, my headphones are all the way up to the max volume.
Are you back there?
Annie blows out her eardrums on the very last break. How poetic.
Great.
So final thoughts. Christina, the phone screener.
Oh, no. First.
We already all got tears in our eyes, too, man.
We have our order. You know our order.
Oh, I can't even talk. I don't know. All right, I need a second.
Ooh. All right, well, we'll come back to Christina.
Okay.
Let's go to Monk. He's dry-eyed.
Wow, okay. I wasn't expecting so fast.
Oh, well, you're like Annie now.
What's G Maxwell Engineer doing behind you over there?
You got a ceremony first.
Oh, Gene, come over here. Gene has been with the company for, what did you say, 40?
43 years, 40? 6 months, and 1 week.
43 years, 6 months, and a week, keeping us on air here at PLJ. And as we speak right now, he is taking a screwdriver to the board right here, the big board. Yep. We have all the buttons with our names on them.
Oh, my button!
There's a Todd, there's a Jade, there's an Annie, there's a Monk. He's popping off all the buttons, and he's going to give each button to each of us.
Button.
The button. I know you love how I say button.
Button.
I was hoping for the hard T on button.
Did I deliver?
Nah, it's okay.
Oh,
you're serious mode.
Well, I joked about stealing this button and taking it with me when we were done and off the air. And then Monk ruined all of my dreams, and I found out it's just a sticker on a button.
Yeah.
A label of our names, but... Now we each have our...
We have our buttons.
We each have our buttons.
And I think Christina is ready. She has gathered.
Yeah, come on, Christina.
I am. So, I don't know. Before I came here, when I thought about 95.5, I thought about Summers by the Pool, and it just blasting in the backyard when I was a little girl and hearing Scott and Todd and Race Taylor and Joey Kramer and all these legends. And I never thought that I would be here, that I would start with at a legendary station like 95.5, and for you guys to let me in and join the show. And you all have like these personalities, like Annie, like your genuine heart. You have this heart of gold, and it rubs off on people. And Todd, you have this sense of humor. Like, you've made me laugh every single day of my life for the past what? 2-3 years, and he's so charismatic. And then there's Monk, who Monk's your corny jokes and your sarcasm. I'm gonna miss it so much. And Jade, you're rebellious and you're a go-getter and you're a hard worker. And I take all of that with me, and I've learned so much. And the listeners who have become our friends, and it's crazy. And there's Melanie, and there's so many. I'm Mike Allen, and there's so many talented people here. And I just wish you all the best, and I couldn't have asked for a better place to start. I can truly say that these were the years. So, thank you.
We love you.
Oh, my God. Give me another hug.
That was amazing.
Good job. I love you.
Annie, are you gathered?
Oh, gosh. Maybe you skipped me for a second. Monk, you... Oh.
I'll go, Annie, if you want. Yeah. I just want to say I'm probably the luckiest guy in the history of broadcasting. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was growing up. I knew I wanted to be in show business. I was growing up like where people loved like Don Mattingly and Daryl Strawberry. Like David Letterman was my hero. I always wanted to be in show business somehow. But I'm from a family of immigrants. My mom, a Cuban refugee. My dad from Spain. And they came here with basically nothing and raised two boys to live out their dreams. And I went to William Patterson College and fell in love with radio. And I said, you know what, it'd be fun if I did an internship. And my mom's favorite radio station was PLJ, and I interviewed here, and I got an internship here. And the only reason I took the internship initially was because it was near the PATH station. I was like, I don't know much about New York. I don't get around much. I'll intern there. I'll have fun for a spring semester. And next thing you know, I get hired as an intern. Then I become a promotion person. And then Todd, for some reason, saw me at an event at Rye Playland, and I was like a big goofball, and Todd said, "You know, you're pretty good." And so,
I don't think I've ever seen you cry, Monk. It's kind of freaking me out.
I know. Give him a hug. I can't get over there.
But then I ended up with Scott and Todd, and I learned so much from them. Todd became like a big brother to me, and always looked after me. And there were so many years and so many trials and tribulations here, and I could have been out so many times, but Todd always, he was at my back.
And I'll never forget that, Todd. And finally, I met my wife, who was a promotion director here, and I can't imagine.
God, I sound like a jerk off.
I mean, I wasn't going to say that because you're already crying, but yeah. But
I can't imagine my life without Teresa, and I kind of, she's like the most amazing and kind person I've ever met, and for someone to put up with someone like me for so long.
Yeah, she does deserve a medal.
Yes, a round of applause for Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa, we love you.
I'm just so thankful, and I love so much, and I love all you so much, and I just want to thank the station for giving me like the best 24 years of my life, and who knows what's going to happen, but I just know that I'm just the luckiest bastard from Jersey, so thank you very much for all you guys.
Monk, we love you.
And now you got to press buttons, and
I don't even know how to follow that.
You're up, Mammy.
No, I just, I've been here 5.5 years, and there's so much to say, I don't even know where to start. Because I've met so many wonderful people, from all of you guys on air to Christina, the phone screener, Lexi, and all the salespeople, the engineers, promotion department. Like, people don't realize it's us here in the studio, but it's so much bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It's the whole company. It takes a big crew of people to make this ship float. And, you know, I worked in Poughkeepsie. You know, you make fun of me all the years. Small market radio, did Kiss FM, then K104. When I got that call from Monk, I said, PLJ, really? And I took this giant leap of faith, and I moved into the city with a friend in a studio apartment, and I came here a single lady, and got engaged in Central Park, had my wedding here, and my first baby, and all the people that we've met have just been so amazing. All the charity events, the appearances we've done, all the interns we've had, it's just been so incredible. And this has been a rough 6 months. We've been sitting on this for a while, and my husband and I was like, I feel like I finally made it. I'm at PLJ. We're doing great. We bought a house in January, and we were hoping to tell you guys we were having a second baby. But after the announcement of the station being sold, we lost the baby at 10 weeks. And then Cooper died 4 days later. And I said, my life is like crumbling in front of me. And then I got the news about my sister in remission from cancer. I said, this is what life is all about. And this is the opportunity to work with you guys and reach people. And we take all of that stuff we're going through in our personal life, and we bury it down inside, and we come in and we laugh. We laugh, we make fun of each other, and we just have fun. Because it's our job to forget all the crap in our life and make you smile. And that's what we're here for. And I just am so appreciative to Todd and to Monk. Jade, when you came on board, you embraced me as well. And you guys have really just taught me so much for my radio career. And I hope to continue, hopefully, with you guys all someday. But, I'll never forget first meeting Todd, Monk. I mean, thank you. I mean, and Tina Lang and John DelGiorno that gave you, my info. But I feel like I could ramble on forever. But thank you to all the staff here at Cumulus, Melanie, Mike Allen, Race Taylor, Joey Kramer, the whole crew. I love you guys so much. And this is not the end. We're all going to continue on to great things. And thank you to the audience here. I love you all. And thank you for embracing me and Sean and Michael and my whole family. So I thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Great job. All right, Jade.
I'm still crying about Annie.
Oh, stop. No, please.
I had no idea.
But that's why we just keep our things,
I don't.
No, I don't.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Annie knows when I got to fart. Like, I tell her everything.
Wait, I think I told you to fart when you first moved to the city.
You did, actually.
I don't fart in the streets. Nobody will notice. There's so many people.
Yeah, Annie goes, it's the most freeing thing. When you move to the city, you can just let it go when you're walking down the street.
And nobody knows.
Oh, God. I just love you guys so much. I don't, you think about what you're going to say and how you're going to really wrap this up, this experience of us being together. And it hasn't always been easy. And we've been at each other's throats, and we've loved each other. We've been there for each other through a lot of stuff. And what I think is really cool for us with our listeners is that we have this unique bond with you that no other medium can offer.
Nope.
You can call in from anywhere and talk to us at any time while we're on the air, and there aren't a lot of relationships like that. We may never meet in person, but I might know you by your Instagram handle. We might share pictures of our kids with each other as they grow. We might never meet in person, but there's just this bond. And in radio, you don't always get to say goodbye. You don't.
No.
Usually it's, hey, great show, you guys. That was your last one. And you never get the opportunity for us to say goodbye. So that the fact that we can be here, and there's just so many people gathered outside our studio right now, that we can all tell each other really how much we love each other and what we've been through. And That's really special. It really is a gift that we have this opportunity to do that. So I want to thank Cumulus for giving us that. You know, it has been a very long goodbye. At some time, some point, it felt like, wow, this is like somebody in hospice. You know, you don't want them to die, but you kind of just want to get it over with. You go through these waves of emotion. I'm like, someone put a pillow over our head already. We're like ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, and then now it's coming down to the last few minutes of our show. And I'm just overwhelmed. I love you guys so much. You've taught me a lot. I've learned something from each and every one of you. And my family has become your family, and your families have become mine. And I hope we keep in touch forever. And I don't know if we'll ever work together again, but I'm just grateful for each and every one of you and this opportunity. And, you know, Todd, when he and I first met, we didn't really get along in that room. But you know what? Yeah. When we left that room, we were arm in arm and we were calling each other names in a fun, very fun way. And I knew that I could work with you at that point. And because we solved our, you know, our differences within 10 minutes of name calling. So we've really grown. And to your credit, Todd, you've opened up and said a lot about, shared a lot about your life since I've been on this show, and I just appreciate that about you, to be brave enough to talk about your family. And you always have, but you know, there's a lot of, for a lot, you've been a lot more intimate about your life and details, and we pull that out of you, and you've been such a sport, and I just appreciate that, and I love you guys. And again, I know I'm rambling too.
Yeah, no,
but
yes.
What else, like, is new?
Yeah, right. I guess that's a great way to go out. Yeah. So
yes,
and PLJ has meant a lot to me, and thank you everybody just who's even here looking in on this. And we better all keep in touch.
Yes.
And I'm at Jade Donovan on Instagram, so you better DM me so we can keep in touch.
Generally, I don't do a final thought.
No.
You have to.
Hey, see you back tomorrow, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through it. But I want to thank all of you guys. I didn't think, you know, there's been a lot of changes, and I took a lot of personal blame for what happened at the radio station and tried to build a new team to move forward. And couldn't have had a better one. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't... when Jade came in, obviously it was an adjustment. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, two strong-willed personalities. And we just put all that aside and became friends. And I respect you, and I appreciate the things you brought out in me, because I was, you know, very guarded person. I'm sorry.
Take all the time you need.
Yeah.
We had a nickel every time Todd cried, we'd have a nickel.
Wait. No, we did get Todd to cry one time, remember,
oh,
on his
birthday. Okay, so we'd have 10 cents. Okay.
We'd have 10 cents.
And, so thank you, Jade.
Oh.
For that. And
thank you.
I appreciate it. Annie, I said to Monk, when I first heard you, I said, this girl's going to be a superstar. And just the way you are, I mean, I knew it immediately, and you proved that to be true, and you connect with people, and there's, you just, if anybody in radio is listening, and will obviously replay this and make fun of me, and that's okay, hire Annie, because, you know, she's amazing, and... just, I always knew just the person you were. I knew you immediately, and really want to thank you for all that you've done to help the show, and all that you sacrificed personally and the commuting, which was, you know, you're one of a kind, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
Monk.
You could skip over me. It's all right.
No, please do, Monk, because the longer we stay on the air, we have to sign that paperwork, because I know HR is waiting outside the door like, tick, tick, you guys.
You got health care for another 3 minutes.
I heard Monk in the promotion department. That was the first time, and it's a legendary story, I guess, at this point, that Monk was, you know, driving the van and would do appearances, and I saw him, and I said, man, this kid is sharp. You know, he's together, and he knows what he's doing, and he talks to people, not at them. And I knew right away, too, that Monk was somebody. That was going to be a star and did so much behind the scenes and never got credit for barely half of what he did. And that's been true. And that's the role of a producer. And it's sort of the unsung hero of the show. But I just love you, and I appreciate you so much. And, you know, everything that we've gone through together, there's been nobody else that I would have rather shared it with. And you've had my back as I've had yours, and that's what friendship is all about. And I love you, and, you know, I'll always do whatever I can for you. My family, obviously my wife, Carrie, and my daughters, Amanda and Haley, who just always supported me and really took the brunt of, you know, the sacrifices that we make to do a show like this, where you don't have a personal life. You sacrifice that, and they always understood that. And I thank them, and I love them. And finally, the PLJ audience, who has just been remarkable. They have been loyal. They have been real. They have been genuine. Honest sometimes when you didn't want them to be. And I am humbled to have been able to be part of your lives for almost 29 years. And there's no way I can ever repay you for taking me into your lives. But I hope that along the way, I've given you some laughter, some genuine fun moments, and I thank you very much. My family thanks you, and I don't know what it would have been like anywhere else. This is my entire career in New York on PLJ. So I just want to again thank the people along the way who have been a part of my life and the show, but most importantly, ABC, Cap Cities, Disney, Citadel, and Cumulus, because without those companies, I wouldn't have had an opportunity to do what I do and meet the people that I've met. It's always about the people.
Yeah.
Radio will be here, or it won't. It's about the people you meet along the way. And I've been extraordinarily lucky to be surrounded by great people. So with that said, that'll wrap up the final Todd and Jade show. And, man, I would have bet you $1 million that I was not, I was going to be fine.
Yeah, I know.
I think, well, I'll just go on and say goodbye and that'll be that. But you, when it's your life, it's your life. You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, there's no checking out. There's no, you know, you can turn work off for a minute. I mean, we're constantly engaged with each other, trying to create a conversation and topics and bringing our family into it and telling our family stories. They didn't ask to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Like you said, thanking Carrie and your girls is so important, and to all of our families too. And, you know, thanks again for making us look bad because I didn't thank Bryce, you know, or my mom who has my girls right now and is watching them so that I can be here. You know, it's those are the people that have supported us so we could do what we do. And that's just so important to say thank you to them.
And I'm sure there's a million people that I forgot, obviously, but you can't, you know, possibly get it all. So I guess for the last time, we all thank you and appreciate you and love you. And for now, friends, the show is over. Go in peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.